السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه أما بعد. What Allah love versus what we love. Allah He love those who waiting to meet Him and love to meet Him. Whoever loved to meet Allah, Allah loved to meet him. Imagine what a sentence. Whoever loved to meet Allah, Allah loved to meet him. And whoever hate to meet Allah, Allah hate to meet him. The mu'min waiting for the meeting with Allah. The mu'min, his heart is not connected to this dunya and the crumbs of the dunya. The heart connected to akhirah. And he tried to do whatever he can to please Allah. And because he's making effort to please Allah, he know. When he meet Allah, he said, Allah, I try. Ya Allah, I commit sins. I am weak. I have a lot of fault. I hope for you maghfirah. And please, Ya Allah, I try. By this way, Allah love those who love to meet Allah. What happened if my heart in heedlessness, my heart in ghafla, my heart was dunya, I not even thinking about it. I don't even think about meeting Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And even deep inside, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, I don't want the meeting. I'm not anxious for the meeting. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, Ya Rabb. Because when the heart in ghafla, when the heart full of dunya, you're so busy about everything, you have no space. You have no space. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so jealous. He doesn't deserve leftover space. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be honored. That's why He deserves the real love. The mean love. Not the leftover. If I feel like it. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Ya Allah hate the arrogant one. Because we in this dunya, what we arrogant about? But a lot of us, we don't believe we are arrogant. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said? Al-arrogant, al-kibru batru al-haq. Arrogant, deny the truth. When somebody give you advice or try to talk to you about something, you become upset. You become angry. Instead of listening with humble and humility and try to figure out what the person tell you, you become angry. Angry at what? Similar, when Allah take from us something we like, we become rebellious, like a spoiled brat. And we forget the one who took from us what we like is Allah. And whatever He take from us because He loves us. When I was young, one person taught me, when somebody talk, before you listen to him, remember who he is. Because according to the status of the person in your heart, you will listen to him. If you have respect, you listen to him with respect. If you have love, you listen to him with love. And if he talk to you, you take it with a good gesture. You don't take it in a negative way. You do not generate a drama from nothing just because he tell you something you don't like. And if we follow Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, if what the person said is true, okay, I make tawbah to Allah and try to change. And if it's not true, I make dua for the person. Allah loved tawadu. Allah loved those who humble. Humble to Him. Humble to His creation. Humble with obedience. Humble by doing what Allah liked us to do. By obedience. By getting closer to Him. By showing gratitude to Him. By being content. By being in dhikr. By being busy. Try to do what He like. What He love. We try to serve. Look. Look at the season of Hajj. When people go to Hajj and start doing ihram, what do they do? لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك ربي لبيك وسعديك. I am here to serve you with my devotion and love for you, Ya Allah. All the praises, all the thanks, all the ni'mah, all the bounty. One scholar, he said something so beautiful. Why we announce the praise and hamd first? Because before you do hamd, you already receive the bounty from Him. Sometime I beg Allah to give me ikhlas to purify my niyyah. Because our relationship with each other sometimes is choking. You try to be good. You try to care. You try to give pure advice to people. The one you love and care for them. And they take it in the opposite direction. سبحانك يا ربي. This dunya is ugly, full of drama for nothing. We generate drama for nothing. Where is it coming from? Arrogance, heedlessness, dunya. Look at this hadith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah hate the arrogant and hate the poor arrogant most. What are we arguing about? If you have $1 billion, I understand. If you supermodel, I understand. If whatever, yeah. But if we have nothing, what are we arguing about? By the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love humble and humility. Where it coming from? Imagine if I'm sitting now thinking, I might die tonight and meet Allah. How I can be arrogant? If we try to have ikhlas with dealing with each other, what I'm arrogant about? What I'm making drama over? What the person done against me? Imagine you try to be good to a person and just to say one word and the person flip. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Where is the love? Where is the respect? Where is the relationship? This is what happened to us today. Just like that? Ya Allah, give us humble and humility, Ya Allah. Don't give us arrogance, Ya Allah. Snatch arrogance from our heart. Until we see the truth and follow it. And see the falsehood and not follow it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah. Don't make me among the arrogant one. Don't make me among the alimeen. Don't make me among the people who do fitna and wake up fitna. Ya Allah, make me among the humble one. Give me humility, Ya Allah. Elevate me with humility. You remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Jibreel alayhi salam come to him, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give you a choice. To be a king for infinity, or a prophet poor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he look at Jibreel alayhi salam like, give me advice, give me a hint. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he keep giving, putting his hand up to down. He said, Tawada'a li rabbika ya Muhammad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply, Tawada'a li rabbik, meaning be humble to your Lord. He said, Ya Jibreel, tell Allah, I want to eat one day and be hungry another day. One day to eat, to thank Allah. And one day to be hungry, to humble myself and purify myself to Allah. Don't give your nafs everything you like. Don't have the habit everything to be according to your nafs. The nafs will become high. When the nafs is high, you cannot take advice. You cannot take mashura. Today, every time we talk to somebody, they get upset so quick. Why? May Allah save me. And may Allah save you. Ya Allah, what Allah love? You meet Allah, He love you. You humble yourself to Allah and His creation. He love you. A woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me to Allah cure my illness. He said, what's your problem? She said, Ya Rasulullah, I have something like epilepsy. And sometime when it happened, I do not know what happened. And my clothing can be revealing my body. And I don't want to do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to her, if you like, I will make dua for you. Allah cure you. And if you like, be patient and you have Jannah. Imagine this woman, what she said. She said, I choose the second one, Ya Rasulullah. I will be patient and have Jannah. But please, Ya Rasulullah, can you make dua for me to when the situation happen, will not happen in the market, by this way people do not look at me and my body? He said, sure. And he make dua for her. Everybody was aiming for Jannah, not dunya. Dunya is not exist in their calendar, in their agenda. Dunya is ugly. Dunya is ugly. You might feel you don't have dunya. No, you have dunya. All of us have dunya. You will know if you don't have dunya or no. Look what you're thinking about it, what you worry about. Look how much humble and humility you have. How much justice. How much you love to meet Allah. How much humble and humility. How much is easy to take criticism and try to correct? How much you care about Akhirah? How much you think about your Jannah? How much you think about your palace in Jannah? How much you wish to Allah build you a palace in Jannah? How much you wish to Allah protect you from hellfire? Allah do not love dhalimeen. Allah do not love kafireen, mushrikeen. And the list keep going. I will share it with you another time. Allah love the patient one. May Allah make us among the patient one. Muhsineen, the generous one. May Allah make us among the generous one. In every aspect. May Allah make us among those who are justice. And when a situation arises, we use justice. We use justice. Not we use emotion to the point that we become a dhalim. And we take things in the wrong way. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah, don't take me in a state of zulm. Don't take me in a state of arrogance. Don't take me in a state and I'm not pleasing you, Ya Allah. And take me in a state when I'm pleasing you, Ya Allah. And decorate me with the quality beloved to you, Ya Allah. Make me remember you, loving meeting you, wishing to meet you, and you are pleased with me, Ya Allah. I am tired, Ya Allah. I'm getting old. And dealing with each other become very tough, Ya Allah. I try so hard. I don't have the quality. I do not have the strength of Messenger Prophet. Please, Ya Allah. If my life is good for me, to pleasing you, make it be, Ya Allah. And if my life is not for you, to please you, take my soul, Ya Allah. And don't make me among the dhalimeen. Don't make me among the oppressor, the arrogant. Don't make me among those you are hating, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, don't make me among those who generate fitna or open fitna or absorb fitna, Ya Allah. Make me among those who follow the truth, who follow you, Ya Allah, and your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make the most pleasure moment in my life, in my death, is meeting you, and you are pleased with me. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Make dua for yourself, my brother and sister in Islam. Look at your heart. Be sincere to yourself in Allah, and make the right dua for yourself. Because I can make dua, but if you don't mean it, it has no power. The most powerful accepted dua is the one coming from your heart. You really mean it. Because if you mean it and you're sincere in it, the angel will say Ameen and Allah will accept your dua. And you will follow up with your dua, with mujahada, with a struggle to fulfill the reality of your dua. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.